Hi, neighbor. Oh, looks like you left the chain on your door. My mistake. Let me get that for you. There we go. Now I can look at you properly. I haven't gotten a good look at you since you moved in. Unless you count me seeing you through the windows. Doesn't matter what time of night I come home, I almost always see you on your computer. Gotta get some thicker curtains, Privacy is very important. Speaking of, nice place you got here. Just my little joke. It's the same floor plan as mine. I always wonder about what kind of people my neighbors are. What they do for a living to make rent in a swanky building like this. You know, those countertops are real Venetian marble. Did they tell you that when you moved in? The realtor wouldn't shut up about them. Just went on and on and on and on, and I started to think about taking him to the wood chipper. You into computers? Like, professionally? Some kind of tech, nerd? I've got this opportunity for me. Great opportunity. A beauty. But the kind that could go real sour if not handled appropriately. I don't suppose you know anything about crypto. Say, you look sickly. Are you eating well? Do you want some soup? I'm gonna make you some soup. Don't worry, it's practically the same as my own kitchen. But these knives, yay. I wouldn't draw this on a stick of butter. Good thing I brought my own. Now we're cooking. Just relax, sports fan. I'm gonna rustle up some potatoes. Why don't you sit tight and listen real carefully to the nice lady with the gigantic knife? When you work in collateral, people get real creative when you start putting the screws to them. Honestly, I'm surprised every boardroom in liberal arts college doesn't have an Iron Maiden or two. Because the stuff people come up with when I walk into the room, it'd blow your mind. Of course, just because it's out of the box doesn't mean it's going to work, but I'm an optimist. And if they don't come up with the collateral, there's always next time. And in this town, the interest rates are murder, so to speak. You look nervous. Is it the knife? Thanks. My sister gave it to me. And before you go changing into your brown pants, try to pull yourself together a little bit, huh? For me? You look like you've just seen the Grim Reaper. What are you so scared of, huh? You behind on your rent or something? No. Listen, whatever problems you got, all I want to do is make you my special soup. Because we're friends. We are friends, right? Now, where was I? Crypto, right. See, I'm old school. Wire fraud. That's all the feds snoop on these days. Who sent money to what island? All that mumbo jumbo. That's not for me. Give me big stacks of money. An address with enough pockets to take some home for me. You know what I mean? So, Imagine my surprise when this real genius wise guy starts telling me that he has my collateral. But it's ethereal. It used to be dog biscuits that he traded for some sort of Chuck E. Cheese token in a smart contract with a used car salesman named Evan Ratface, Evan Ferret, Evan some kind of burrowing animal. Anyway, he says he's got my money in his wallet. So I said, all right, where's your wallet? And he says he can't show me his wallet because it's on his computer. Now that was awfully unfortunate because his computer had recently been in a high-speed collision with my favorite sledgehammer. But he was screaming and he was crying and he said he'd write down the password, and can you believe that? He says it's on the internet. A wallet with a password like email. Have you heard anything like that before? I mean, this Bitcoin hocus pocus. Does it mean anything to you? Then maybe you could see your way to taking a look at this for me. I could cut you in. Would cut you in. It's not these veggies that are going to be in some hot water. I promised I'd close the account with Captain Crying Crypto tonight, and, well, I just can't figure it out. It would be really helpful, though. Well, thanks a million. I mean it. You need anything, and I'm your gal Friday. Do you have my number? Oh, of course you don't. It's... No. That's just a little bit of a catch-up. Things got a little messy when I was jotting it all down. Don't worry about it. Just, hold it like this and don't think too much about it, okay? All right. Does it look correct? Oh, look at you go. Easy as that. What do we do now? Do we just get a solid gold bar in the mail, or what? I'm so relieved I could just kiss you. Hey. Eyes up here, Bambi, when I'm talking to you. What's the matter with you? Can I sit next to you? I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. You okay? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd take it like that. I'll get you a bowl of soup. You'll like it, and we can be friends, just like I said. Neighborly. Does that sound all right? Thank you. You're a nervous one, aren't you? Like a deer in the headlights. Jeez. Don't be embarrassed. To me, it's just an expression. People in my family, they kiss all the time, you know, on the cheek. Just a nice way to say, I'm happy you're here. You've got that look again. Don't tell me that just talking about kissing makes you like this. Well, that's kind of cute. Are you sure you're scared? Or does a little part of you want a sweet reward? Say no more, my friend. Now keep your head still. Play it cool. Thank you for being my friend. Oh, you look like you're about ready to hide under the couch. Was that everything you dreamed of? Well, if you're right about how much that weird monkey picture is worth, then I'm kind of in the mood to celebrate. And you know, you are pretty cute. You're just about ready to eat out of the palm of my hand, aren't you? Shut up. I'm going to take care of you. Okay? And I won't take no for an answer. Not when I want something. And you, doll? Well, I think you're wearing too much clothes. Do you think I'm joking? Pretty. Ain't it? Big and dangerous. Just like me. And very sharp. Oops. There goes your button. I could undress you just like that. Just a little slice. A broken seam. Now I could ruin your clothes, but I'd rather ruin you instead. Shut up. Oh, scary, scary. Doesn't matter that you don't need a haircut or a shave. We could play barber. I'll sit on your lap and press steel against your soft throat. Feel how sharp it is. I can feel your heart beating, your carotid artery throbbing, pressing against the knife, just barely cutting your soft skin. Oh, my softie. The world I live in would just eat you up. I like that about you. You can be all mine. My possession. I'm getting wet. Do you want to feel? It's all right. Go on, untuck my shirt. Don't worry. If you're going too fast, I'll be sure to let you know. Touch my panties. Soft. Money buys silk, lotion. But I can't let it make me soft. All those mobsters who get fat and old and raise cowardly sons and idiot daughters. I can't be soft with anyone I know. But maybe with you. With a knife nearby, too. Just for collateral. Doll, can you feel how turned on I am? That's so fucking hot. I can't believe you're touching me. That you like me. Don't deny it, sicko. Do you want to see my tits? I usually go for a sports bra on the job. Never know when you got to hop a fence, but I've got quite a pair. And not one person has sucked my nipples today. That should be a crime, don't you think? Oh, yeah. So, what do you think of these jugs, I hope you like tattoos, because... Oh, yeah. Shh. Just let me grind on your hand a little bit. Oh, that's good. That's good. Just keep licking my nipple. You can grab the other. There. That's not so difficult, is it? You're a natural. Just roll it in your fingers. And pinch and suck and... Oh, yeah. Do you like doing exactly what I say? Here. Taste. Lick your fingers. Yeah. Get them in your mouth nice and deep. Deep throat your fingers. I want you to taste everything that came out of me. Oh, so cute. Do you like how I taste, puppy? Oh, I don't know. You just kind of remind me of a puppy. So that's your name now. Say arf for me, puppy. Go on. Arf. Oh, good puppy. On the floor now. On all fours like the mutt you are. Pants off. Show me that ass. There you go. Now that wasn't so difficult. That was for nothing. Just to see if you'd yelp or bark. And besides, I could still use this big knife for something. It makes for a good paddle. If I've got a steady hand, I'd hate to cut you on accident. Arf, puppy. Arf. Go on. Good puppy. Are you feeling tender now? I want it to just smart enough. So when I stroke my fingers against your cheeks, it hurts. Just enough to tickle. Did I get it right? You wince, but you look so turned on. Can I take care of that for you? I'd hate to leave you wanting. Good puppy. I've got another surprise for you. Let's get you ready. Oh, puppy. It's just your cute little back door. Just relax. Once you take my first finger, this will be much easier for you. Just like that. Tight, aren't you? Don't worry. I've done this before. This will be... my fourth time. Although this will be the first time with a cutie like you. You're starting to like it, aren't you? And you're a little stretchy, too. Ah, just perfect. I might have to play with your ass for an hour or two before I could safely fuck you, but you're already ready for the second finger, aren't you? Deep breath. Of course I'm going to fuck you, silly. Did you think I was a bottom? And with your ass being so submissive and breedable? Bark for me. Good puppy. Now we're cooking. That feels good, doesn't it? Mouth open. Just drool on the floor. Drool on the floor like my good, silly puppy. Just stop thinking. Be thoughtless and slutty. It's okay, puppy. There. That wasn't so hard, was it? You're lucky I brought my petite dildo, you know. Just a little one for a sneaky fap. But we can work up in no time. Stay still, though. There's something you can do that'll really, really turn me on. Just stay still and feel that. Feel the tip of my knife against the base of your neck, tracing your spine down your back. Feel the razor's edge. Oh, God. All the little hairs sticking up on your neck. Oh, that's the good stuff. Your thighs are shaking with fear. Are you wondering if you're going to leave here in a garbage bag? Am I really going to let some absolute stranger know about my little crypto problem? The feds would pay you good money to rat me out. You're my loose end. Now, are you a loose end? Or are you my slutty little puppy? No, puppies don't talk. Good. That's right. Bark for me. Mm-hmm. And when you moan, music to my ears. Keep it up, slut. Ugh, you think I care if you're gonna come like this? Because I totally do. It's such a fucking power trip. I'm going to fuck you into a puddle. I'm going to fuck you until you don't know what day it is. You're going to beg for my strap. That's right. Speak, puppy. Roll over. Yeah. I'm going to stick your legs behind your head. Or at least as far as they'll go. Slut. Good slut. Puppy slut. Touch yourself. Do it. Do it because I told you to. I want you to come with that stupid, empty, blank look in your eyes. There you go. Yeah. Puppy. Come for me. There you go. Yeah. Puppy, come on. Come for me. I got you. I've got you. There. Good. I told you I wasn't gonna hurt you. God, you're a mess. I could almost... No, puppy. No. Don't lick me just yet. Hold your face. Right there. I want to feel your ragged breath against my pussy. I'm so turned on. Just breathe on me. Good puppy. Good puppy. Fuck. I was just joking about all that loose end stuff. I mean, I am going to be dropping in, making sure you aren't talking to the suits, and, working you up to some bigger things, and making you soup. Nobody ever tell you how important it is to stay hydrated? Ay, ay, ay. Put something on the TV. What do you want to watch?